talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Go tell yeah, I'm going to take on all callers. I'm not Matt Flynn, but I'll still take on all callers. Hey, good morning. You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. And that's right, I am not Matt Flynn, but I'm an unreasonable replacement. How's that sound? Hey, it's Thursday morning, the 10th of March, and I'm Stu Daniels, a.k.a. Stu Man, the newsman, filling in for Matt this week. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. We've got a few different topics we're going to get to today. And I hope you'll join us at 844-967-2789. You can also text us at that phone number. And if you want to hit me with an email, my email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. Well, of course, we're going to get to the topic of Ukraine and Russia and what's going on there. And also, one of the big topics I want to get to today is the importance of state democratic parties. And I'm going to get to an op-ed that was written by Ben Wickler, state chairman or chair of the state party, state Democratic Party in Wisconsin. So we'll get to that in a minute. The first thing I want to hit on today, though, since one of the stations that's listening to this radio program right now, WAUK Waukesha, the people in that area of Waukesha may be affected by this headline, or actually by what happened that this headline describes. From the Journal Sentinel, a dispatch system error led to a 5-minute delay in the Waukesha Fire Department's response to a fatal fire, officials say. This is from Drew Dawson of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says, an error in the city of Waukesha's computer-aided dispatch system led to as much as a 5-minute delay in the response to the fatal apartment fire Tuesday morning. Fire and police departments announced the delay in a press conference yesterday afternoon, saying that the alert system that is supposed to provide an audio and visual alert in the fire station did not operate as designed. And according to a timeline provided by the Waukesha Police Department, nearly 4 minutes after the initial call came in, just before 1:30 a.m., the fire department alerted dispatch that they had not received the station alert. About a minute later, a dispatcher manually overrode the system to sound the alerts in the stations, as well as relay the alert over the radio. Quote, any delay is not acceptable, and that's why we're going to make the efforts to work as a team to look at why this happened and prevent it from happening in the future. Fire Chief Steve Howard said at the press conference, Captain Dan Bauman of the Waukesha Police Department estimated the delay at roughly 5 minutes. According to the timeline, units arrived on scene 10 minutes and 47 seconds from the time of the first call, which was 5 minutes and 8 seconds after the manual override alert. Quote, I think the comprehensive review we'll be doing and we are doing will identify deficiencies and what we can do better, because we owe it to our community to be better, and we will do better, Bauman said at the press conference. The fire at 1211 Lambeth Road, which is on the city's southwest side, occurred at 1:25 a.m. Tuesday morning. The blaze left one man dead and 4 others injured. Waukesha police arrived on the scene first and helped evacuate 2 people who were trapped and jumped from the second floor of the building to awaiting officers. The city is launching an investigation into what caused the error and delay. It will be conducted by a division commander from the police department, a battalion chief from the fire department, and an assistant administrator from the city's information technology department. Excuse me. It says in this article that Bauman said a preliminary investigation shows some coding in the system may have been the culprit, but it's too early to tell what the exact cause was. Despite the error, Bauman added, the system is operating properly aside from this singular occurrence. Quote, the system works, he said. It has worked. I witnessed several fire crew this morning responding to emergency services, tending to our community, and responding with their protocols. The CAD system has been in place in the city of Waukesha since late 2007. Both fire and police said that the system is not perfect, but the error with the system on this call is neither a recurring nor ongoing problem. While the investigation is just beginning, Bauman said that it is unclear if the delay may have changed the outcome of the fatality and injuries that occurred. That's one of those why questions. This is a quote here. That's one of those why questions in any situation that we look at, he said, whether it's an active criminal violence, a natural disaster. Those questions, I think we always want to know the why, but we'll never be able to identify the why. I think some of those questions are in God's hands. I think some of those things we hope to identify, but I really won't ever be able to ever answer that question. A timeline of the investigation was not provided. So that's a story about what's going on in Waukesha. Evidently a 5-minute delay, almost 5 minutes. It says a dispatch system error led to a 5-minute delay in the Waukesha Fire Department's response to a fatal fire. So unfortunately, someone passed, 4 others injured. And wondering what you have to say about that, if anything. If you live in the Waukesha area, especially, it's a strange feeling to know that when you call 911, the response by the firefighters may be delayed by 5 minutes and could lead to bad things. I saw that in the Journal Sentinel this morning. Thought I'd share that with you since many of our listeners do live in the Waukesha area. And it doesn't matter where you live, when you hit 911 on the phone, you want somebody to show up. Speaking of showing up, let's move on to our next topic. And by the way, you can give us a call regarding these topics or any other topics. And I'll be willing to listen to what you have to say. And if it's a topic that's just too far afield, then I might cut you off. How does that sound? 844-967-2789. Is the phone number. Give us a call, send us a text. The next thing I wanted to get to is an article in The Atlantic about Joe Biden. What is your opinion of Joe Biden's response to what's been going on in Ukraine for the past 2 weeks? How do you think he's doing? How do you think he's done so far? Well, according to Franklin Foer, who writes for The Atlantic, he says that Biden answered the 3 a.m. call. It's hard to imagine that any of his rivals from the last election could have matched the president's performance in this crisis, says the co-head or the subheadline here. This was posted Tuesday, March 8th. And it starts like this. It says, when Hillary Clinton sought to sow doubts about Barack Obama, her rival, for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination, she ran an attack ad tarnishing him as dangerously inexperienced. As the screen shows images from a suburban house, a husky-voiced narrator intones, quote, it's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing. There's clearly been a terrible international incident. The narrator asks, who do you want answering the phone? As the Russian invasion of Ukraine has unfolded, the narrator's question has rattled around my head. The invasion is a moral test because Putin has committed atrocities that demand the strongest possible response. And it is a strategic test, because the strongest possible response could very plausibly escalate into a nuclear conflict. Joe Biden hasn't received the full credit he deserves for his statecraft during this crisis because he has pursued a policy of self-effacement. Rather than touting his accomplishments in mobilizing a unified global response to the invasion, he has portrayed the stringent sanctions as the triumph of an alliance. By carefully limiting his own public role and letting France's Emmanuel Macron and Germany's Olaf Scholz take turns as the lead faces of NATO, he has left Vladimir Putin with little opportunity to portray the conflict as a standoff with the United States, a narrative that the Russian leader would clearly prefer. He's shown how to wield American leadership in the face of deep European ambivalence about its exercise. His handling of the domestic politics of the crisis has been just as savvy, although he could justifiably have portrayed Republicans as the party of Putin apologists. He refrained from dinging his political enemies. During his State of the Union address, he actively encouraged Republicans to feel as if they were his partners in a popular front. We'll get to more of this piece from The Atlantic after the break. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. Stick around.
What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hi, this is Todd, owner of Orion Inspections, and I love winter. One reason is because it's a great time of year to get a radon test. You've probably heard about radon and its dangers, and have maybe put off testing for it because, you know, life. But winter is the perfect time. The windows are closed, the kids aren't running in and out, the furnace is on. It's an ideal environment to get the most accurate reading. And then you'll have solid information to base your next decisions on. We want you to love winter too. Learn more about radon and schedule your test today at orioninspections.com.